Got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sports.
Week 3, the Broncos are 2-0, headed to Detroit for a Sunday night game this weekend. But before the Broncos jet on up to the Motor City, let's dive right into the mailbag. And the first question is from Yul M., who asks, will Denver's running game fare better against a 4-3 defense than the 3-4 defenses they've seen the first 2 weeks? Well, if the Broncos fare better on the ground against Detroit, it's going to be because of the cohesion on their offensive line, if it's better than it has been the first two games. And also, frankly, because Detroit's run defense is struggling. Right now, ranks 28th in the league, 30th overall, has been through some issues, of course, losing Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley in free agency. DeAndre Levy's been hurt. Ziggy Ansah's been hurt. And dealing with all those has caused the Lions' stature on defense to plummet at the start of the 2015 season. You know, people make a lot of the 3-4 and the 4-3, but there are so many commonalities in how players play. I mean, you know, the Broncos, they have a 3-4 now. They had a 4-3 before, but, you know, the roles for players, some of them are similar to what they were last year. Some are different, some are similar. So, really, I think too much is made of 3-4 and 4-3. If the Broncos get something better done on the ground this week, it's going to be because their offensive line has more chemistry, and that of course takes time to develop, and also because Detroit's defense, as it's a 4-3, but it's struggling. It's struggled against both opponents, and if that continues, I think the Broncos will get on track on the ground. Our second question this week comes from Twitter user at @lil_jeff2, who wants to know, seems like Jordan Norwood has passed Cody Latimer as the third receiver. Is Latimer even getting on the field? Well, frankly, he hasn't in the first two games. He only played 9 snaps on offense, and if you look at how the receivers were used in the first couple of games, clearly Jordan Norwood is the number 3 receiver, and then Andre Caldwell is the number 4 with Latimer as the number 5. Some of that is based on how they're using them. You know, Jordan Norwood is a little better, a little more suited to being in the slot when the Broncos go 3 wide. Latimer, certainly, the fact that he's in his second year, that he was working with the first team while Demaryius Thomas was out during OTAs and that he isn't out there very much right now, certainly disappointment. At some point, he's going to have to get back on track. Granted, the Broncos do have good receiving depth because Norwood can play, and Latimer, you know, might get more snaps if he was on a team that didn't have the quality of receivers down the line the Broncos do, but he's the number 5 receiver behind the top 2, and of course, Jordan Norwood and then Andre Caldwell. Thanks for that question and all the questions y'all sent this week. We're going to have a mailbag next week, as always, and if you want in, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. There's a form right there, or just hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. You can use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.